In this bulletin, police charge a man with murdering a 16-year-old Queensland woman. Australian Federal Police personnel arrive in Thailand to help search for 12 boys and their soccer coach missing in a flooded cave system. And in sport, two star footballers to leave Russia after their teams were eliminated in the round of 16 at the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Police in Queensland are not ruling out laying further charges against a man accused of murdering a 16-year-old woman. 34-year-old Zlatko Sikorski has been charged with murder and misconduct with a corpse after being arrested following a 28-hour siege on the Sunshine Coast. The body of Larissa Bilby was found inside a barrel in the back of an abandoned ute on Wednesday. Two other people have been charged with being accessories to murder. Police say Sikorski had been in a relationship with Ms. Bilby. Detective Inspector Damien Hansen says there could be more charges laid as police continue to investigate.
Certainly we're looking at all evidence, and this still early in the investigation. He will be charged with all criminality that we're able to put before a court in relation to any further charges arising out of the incidents or evidence found his location. He will be charged with his full criminality.
Bill Shorten has addressed the New South Wales Labor Conference, promising that if the party wins the next federal election, they'll increase wages, protect penalty rates, prioritise equal pay for women, and crack down on labour hire to protect permanent jobs. The former union boss also pledged to invest in public transport, including promising $6 billion for trains in Western Sydney. Mr. Shorten also claims Labor will get the NBN working for businesses and households in the city and the bush, and his party will invest in health and education, creating 200,000 university places over the next 10 years.
We're going to sort out aged care for those people who raised us, and we've got a new focus on fighting the scourge of dementia. We're going to drive renewable energy. We're going to end the argument over climate change by winning the argument at the next election. We're going to engage with our first Australians in a truly equal partnership. We're going to build the very best rail and public transport system in the nation.
Australian Federal Police officers have arrived in Thailand to help search for players from a youth football team and their coach who've been trapped in a cave in northern Thailand for more than a week. Rescuers fear time is running out to find survivors. Cameron Noble from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says the six AFP members are well equipped to assist the other rescue personnel who've flown in from several other countries.
And they have cave diving and rescue capabilities. They're here, Australia offered assistance, and that was accepted by the Thai government, and they're working together with the Royal Thai Army, who are running this operation, to support them.
Workplace Minister Craig Laundy says he'll follow up allegations celebrity chef Neil Perry's restaurant empire is ripping off migrant workers. Fairfax Media reports chefs working for the Rockpool Dining Group earning $15 per hour some weeks, well below the minimum wage, while working up to 30 hours unpaid overtime. Neil Perry sold Rockpool Group in late 2016, becoming the group's chief brand and culinary director and a significant shareholder. Mr. Laundy has told Sky News he'll contact the Fair Work Ombudsman to ensure they pursue the journalists who reported the allegations to give up documents proving the claims.
All allegations of this type, irrespective of the name of the business owner and business involved, should be followed up and are followed up by the Fair Work Ombudsman, as is completely appropriate.
In sport, the World Cup has seen two of its biggest stars go down. Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi are preparing to leave Russia after their teams were eliminated in the round of 16. Messi's Argentina lost 4-3 to France, and hours later, Ronaldo's Portugal went down 2-1 to Uruguay, leaving the tournament without its two biggest superstars. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for Monday. Rain in Perth and 21 degrees tomorrow. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 14. A sunny day for Hobart, 15. Some morning frost and fog in Canberra, then a mostly sunny day and 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Should be cloudy in Sydney tomorrow, 17 degrees. A shower or two in Newcastle, 17. A few showers in Brisbane and 22. Cairns, showers and patchy rain, 26. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.